two of the folks that are key in it are the consultants that have been brought in to help out with this, Tom Borup and Christine Harris. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks,
Walt. Good morning, Walt.
And, well, first of all, a little bit of background. Both of you have been involved in arts-related planning, programming, master planning quite a bit, and had a chance to work with communities of all sizes. You've been in the area here a few times, visiting with some focus groups and whatnot, doing sort of an inventory. And I guess I'm curious as to how we're doing in this area. I mean, we're a small town and a small area, but I've always felt that the arts are pretty strong here. How are we doing in comparison to maybe some other places you've had a chance to spend time at?
We think this is a great community. There's a lot going on here, a lot professionally, a lot from a community volunteer amateur perspective. There's a ton going on. There's a terrific relationship between the arts and everything that makes Marquette special. We've kind of coined, there's a wild, inventive spirit here, and it really, really infuses all of the arts and culture and all the other creative businesses here as well. So we love this place, and we love the dynamic that's happening here, and think that there's a lot of tremendous potential to continue to grow and to continue to continue to add to the economic development of the area as well.
And Tom, I'm curious, from your standpoint, you look at a lot of those kinds of bits too. What are you seeing?
Well, this is an area where people love to do things together, to get outdoors and to have celebrations, cultural traditions that go back a long time, celebrating the people of this place. There's deep roots here, and you can see it, you can feel it, and it's really a place where people, they are creative because they have to be sometimes, and that spills over into all parts of life in Marquette.
One of the things that, as we've been doing this and talking about this particular effort, is people are saying, oh, it's arts and culture, that, you know, I don't know if my input is important. I'm not an artist. I'm not a whatever, musician, dancer, whatever it may be. But you're here to say today that you want to hear from everybody here over the next couple of days that have any interest, that even if they like to go to things and just simply like the fact that this is here in our community, and that's what you'd like to say.
We would like to hear that, and we also are conscious of the fact that it isn't just arts and culture with a capital A and C, but it's how does it fit in with the whole cultural environment here, its heritage, its preservation, as Tom said, its roots and its traditions. So the role that it plays, whether or not you actively participate or not, the role it plays in the city life and the development of the city life is really, really critical. So we are interested in every opinion possible on arts and culture.
We want to hear from people at the meeting tonight and again tomorrow, the range and the mix of things they love to do, and the things that they make, the things that they celebrate, the things that they do in the outdoors. These are all part of the cultural life of the city, and we want to get a real good picture of all of that. And at the same time, we want people to have fun. We try to make these meetings fun, actually, believe it or not.
We're not just sitting about and talking in a quiet, monotone way. No,
we're going to get people up, moving around a little bit, and working together in some small groups. We want to hear from everybody, so everybody's going to have to.
I do believe that does bring home a point that while this is an endeavor that is being spearheaded by the city of Marquette, anybody that you talk to with this understands that the events and activities, whether they're in Marquette or in the surrounding area, make the all over quality of life thing together. So don't think that if you're not a Marquette resident, you also don't have something to say in this.
Absolutely. This is about the connections between people, and those go over the city lines, county lines, whatever they may be.
We're speaking with Tom Borup and Christine Harris. They are the consultants brought in to help with the master planning process with the city of Marquette and arts and culture, to work with the public and the city of Marquette to develop a master plan of arts and culture for the city. And this is for the next 10 years or so, looking at the future. Public meetings are being held this evening and tomorrow at the Citizens Forum room at Lakeview Arena, tonight at 6 and tomorrow at 10 a.m. So there's opportunities there. Tom, I wanted to ask you, I know with the meetings tonight, there are a few things that you're looking for. We're talking about a lot of people coming out and letting their opinions be known, but you also are charged with kind of putting this into sort of an order, sort of that sort of thing. And there must be a few, maybe, I don't know, interesting challenges maybe that come with that. But what are you looking to hear tonight?
Well, we're looking to hear about people's likes and desires and where they go and what they do. Because the infrastructure, if you will, the networks, the places, the organizations that make the arts and culture community tick, and that make all of the social and cultural celebrations tick in the community, they always need a tune up. I mean, every place you get into a rut, you do the same things over again, and so we want to look at what people's preferences are, and are those systems in line with what people like to do.
Mm-hmm. And Christine, I know over the few weeks that we've had an opportunity to talk, you're looking for many walks of life. We're talking about from the business community, the university, the high schools, you know, all of that. Come on out.
Yes, we want anybody that has any interest in the community, really, to talk about, as Tom said, the interface that they've got, the activities they do. We want to know, what would they like to see that's not here? You know, what would make a difference? What would make it stronger? What would make that quality of life better? We know that there's a tremendous effort to revitalize downtown, which is going great. There's a great tours bureau here. All of that is important. What will bring in tourists? What will keep the residents active and going? So really just understanding, how can we make this a more vibrant, alive, even more than it is now, in the community, and what would they like to see?
The public meetings again tonight at 6, tomorrow morning at 10 at Citizens Forum at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Brief question or a brief answer. I know it's hard to give this maybe, but what happens now? You get this information. There's also another survey, but then really what happens from that point on?
We pulled together, particularly along with the steering committee, that thank you very much for co-chairing. That's a very important part of the process here. We pulled together basically a draft strategic plan. What's the vision? What are some goals? What are some strategies that will not only help the city determine what its role is likely to be and would like it to be, but also what's going to work well for the broader community?
And I believe the plan is to have it perhaps by May to present to the city commission, and then they will take it from there.
Correct.
Right. All right. Well, Tom Borup and Christine Harris joining us this morning, consultants involved in the master planning process with the city of Marquette. Again, the meeting tonight is at 6 p.m., runs till 8, and 10 a.m. till noon tomorrow at the Citizens Forum Room at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with it all.
Thank you, Walt.
Thanks, Walt.